Now back to Harvest. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Baggs. Farmers all across Tennessee are once again back in full swing with harvest of their row crops after about 2 weeks of constant rains. October is traditionally one of our driest months of the year, and this October has become one of the wettest. Dyer County producer Jimmy Moody can finally concentrate on cotton and soybeans now.
We need to be running on our soybean crop. We didn't have a lot of corn, but on our cotton crop, of course, any time open cotton gets rained on, it's bad. You know, cotton boll is the most perfect it's ever going to be the day it opens. So all adverse weather, not only knocking it out on the ground in a blowing rain, but also a reduction in quality.
The concern for Jimmy Moody and other cotton producers is that loss in quality of those bolls that were open prior to the 2 weeks of rain. But now the key is to hopefully get in those fields and get it out before rains come again.
You know, our cotton crop was late this year due to the cooler temperatures. It did not have the degree growing days that it normally has. So we were later getting it defoliated and later getting the boll opener on. So we hope now once we dry out and it gets fluff back out enough to pick that we'll be able to get it and kind of keep up as it opens going forward.
Statewide, only about 15% of the cotton crop has been picked, and producers expect to harvest about 265,000 acres. The October crop production report from the Tennessee Ag Statistics Service is projecting a 505,000 bale crop, and that's up 22% from last year. And farmers like Jimmy Moody are hopeful those rains will hold off a while now to get their pickers in the fields.
We really hadn't been ready to pick up until now. You know, there's very little cotton picked in our area today. But now after it dries up here, then it'll be several acres that'll be ready to go.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.